Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This team, as often as these two teams have played each other, the Chiefs is in. They're like a division team. You might even know them better than some of the teams in this division.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, very good football team that we've seen a lot. They've seen us a lot. Over the years, there's been some great battles between the teams. And, it's going to be no different this weekend. Two good teams going at it. We're excited for the opportunity, excited for this matchup. And, we had a good day of practice today. We want to keep that momentum going.
Watching them, especially close, people around Kansas City are saying this is maybe the best Mahomes and this offense there has looked. When you see it on tape, what do you notice, and how do they look to you in terms of, I mean, they've been great for a long time, but it feels
pass playing at a high level. Kelce's still playing at a very high level. I think he's got probably more targets this year than he's had over the last few years. So, a really solid matchup. We had a really great week of practice today. We want to keep that momentum going. And we're super excited for the opportunity to play at home in front of our fans. Like you said, we just might as well call it a division game or not. But we've seen this team over the years. They've seen us, and we're ready for this matchup.
It's only been a couple of weeks, but Rashee Rice, what's he add to that offense?
Yeah, very dynamic player. Getting the ball in reverses and jet sweeps. Out in open space, just a very dynamic player. And so, they got a lot of very dynamic players, right? And so, again, it's up to us on the defense side of the ball, play team defense, communicate. And, obviously we got to tackle. And, we're excited about the matchup.
The other week, it's, just next opponent, next man up. But given the history of how these games have gone between Kansas City, does this mean a little bit more to the guys in the locker room, especially a guy like you who has been through some of the highs and lows against this team?
Yeah, I mean, you try not to make a game bigger than it is. It's a football game. We're going to go out there, we're going to wake up in the morning, we're going to get ready to play, and we're going to play the game. The clock's going to hit zero, and, one team's going to win, one team's going to lose, and you're going to get back in your process the next week. And so you never want to make a game bigger than what it is. Obviously, everybody outside of here is going to talk about the Chiefs and the Bills. Us inside, it is our next game, understanding, we respect every opponent that we play and understanding the opponent that we are facing, right? But at the end of the day, just staying on that even keel, and it's, one day at a time, one step at a time, one breath at a time, one rep at a time, and it all leads up to Sunday. So we had a great day of practice today. I want to continue to go watch the film and see how we can get better and come back tomorrow and have an even better day.
History matters, though. I mean, you're familiar with the history between these two teams, even though you missed the last one. Does the history matter?
Oh, yeah, like I said, I think to the outside, you can say it could. I think the guys in here, this is a different team than last year. They have a different team than last year. This is a different, it's just different everything. So, again, it's, you don't make a game bigger than what it is. You want to go into the week and have the same preparation, maybe, you know, do a little different things here or there. But at the same time, you know, there's a game on Sunday afternoon that, you know we got to prepare for. Similar to how we prepared last week with the focus, with the energy, you know, with the enthusiasm and again, playing team football, all around the board. And so, you know, again, just staying even keel throughout the week. And once Sunday at 4 o'clock hits, we'll be ready to roll.
Talk about the familiarity. Josh kind of said it does feel like a division game. And in division games, he says you kind of stick to your own principles. But he says because you've played them so much, there's jabs, there's counters that you can do. He kind of talked about how offensively you want to make the same things that you've done look different. Is that kind of the same mindset defensively because you have faced each other?
Yeah, I think every game, you know, there's a chess match being played between both coaches, you know, in particular Coach Reed and Sean. You know, there's going to be looks that maybe we haven't seen that you know, we're going to have to adjust to. There, you know, maybe looks that they haven't seen that they're going to have to adjust to. And, you know, it's throughout the process and throughout the game, continuing to make those adjustments, you know, and again, you know, trusting yourself, trusting your teammates around you and communication and playing team defense. And so it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a 12 round match, you know, and so there's going to be jabs left and right, and we're going to have to keep trying to counter. They're going to try to counter, and you know, we're excited about the opportunity.
I talked to Jordan Hancock, and he talked about how much you helped him, and he said you hold him accountable. What's that been like for you? How does that work with you two? And he said about even when you watch film and everything.
Yeah, I mean, I remember coming in as a young player, you know, guys that, you know, I looked at, the Jim Leonard, the Tashaun Gibson, Carlos Dansby, and, you know, those guys, in a sense, took me under their wing and kind of showed me what it was like to be a pro, how to be in the league, how to stay in the league, how to watch film, how to, you know, take care of your body. And, you know, I knew coming in here, you know, what my role was going to be. Obviously, that's changed throughout the time, but, you know, just being a guide, you know, just being a help for these young guys. You know, a lot of rookies, they haven't had a break since, you know, before their senior season. And so, you know, I know as a rookie, my head was spinning. And so anything that I can do to help those guys, you know, be a better person, be a better player, that's what I'm here to do. And it's been cool to see. It's been cool to see Jay grow over just, you know, I got here August 28th. And, you know, wherever he was before I got here, just me seeing him and the steps that he's taken to be the player he is now. You know, I keep telling him he's going to play the game a long time. He just keeps his head on and he keeps working. And so it's been really cool to work with him. Not only him, you know, Cole, our whole safety group, Cole, Cam, D-Ham, and T-Rap. It's a really good group of guys. And, you know, I'm just here to help be a guide, to help be a light and show those guys how what it takes to stay in the league for a long time.
Getting in game plans specific for the upcoming week, how do you, when you look back at the safety rotation that you guys had going on, how do you feel like you came out of that? I'm sure it was a little different for you.
I'm embracing whatever role that they want me to. You know, it's crazy. You know, just getting here August 28th, being on the practice squad, having things go down the way they are, and you know, here we are. And you know, I'm extremely thankful and blessed to be here. And I, you know, I keep telling the boys, you know, I'm just going to keep shooting my arrows. You know, it's been, I forgot your question. What was your question?
Just about the rotation that you guys had last week. How'd that work? How did you feel?
I thought it worked great. You know, it allowed me to keep my snap count low, allowed Jay to come in and get some really quality reps and on third down. Look, you know, I he's going to play a long time. And again, you know, the more we can get all hands on deck, you know, the better we're going to be down the stretch. Because it is going to take everybody down the stretch. And so again, I really liked the rotation we had. I thought it was stuff to learn from, stuff to continue to grow from, and we're going to keep growing from it and learning from it.
Talk on the sideline when you got, like, when the offense is out on the field.
Absolutely.
You guys kind of go over what each other are saying.
Absolutely. You know, and he's very attentive, and as to, like, hey, you know, in this call here, what'd you guys do on this look, right? And you know, on the iPads on the sideline, we're always talking. And again, just continuing to get us better collectively as a group, I think will only help this team down the stretch.
Michael Hoke. Hoyt.
Hoyt.
Sorry.
I'm getting there. I always get that. And my apologies. How does his, I mean, I don't think you've ever seen a player with that kind of ability and flexibility. Like, how does his addition to this defense from first glance change it or improve it or what he does to it.
Right. I mean, he's an extremely talented and gifted, dynamic athlete, for one. And two, he's extremely intelligent. I don't know how many D-line players, and this isn't a shot at any D-line, but like how many have been as, you know, he's very intelligent and understands where he's supposed to be, understands looks, understands leverage, understands angles. And so, you know, he's helped our entire defense. Obviously, you saw the way that he played last week, and, you know, we want to keep continuing to build off of that. And, you know, it was my first time playing with him, right? And just, you know, he makes it a little easier out there, so it's nice. So I'm gonna keep that momentum going, and he's gonna be a huge factor for us, you know, from this game on down the stretch. I mean, you know, in this world, anything can happen. But in the time, no. You know, I still wake up in the morning and I just smile and like, I'm going to work as the starter, right? And like, how did we get here? But I'm extremely grateful. I bust my butt to even be sitting here right now. You know, again, I'm extremely thankful, and I'm just gonna continue shooting my arrows, man. And I don't know how many more I got left, but I'm in right where my feet are right now, enjoying the time here with the guys, working each and every day, you know, playing the games each and every weekend. You know, win, lose, draw, we come back in here to work, and we keep going. And, you know, the love around the guys for this team is real, and, you know, we want to keep, and you know, that's what makes this place so special, is not, you know, obviously not just the players, but the whole organization, you know, from the front office to upstairs in the cafeteria to the training room to the weight room, you know, all around the stadium. You know, it truly feels like family, and, you know, that makes it a lot more fun to be out there on the field in those grind moments when you're looking at not just your teammates, but you're looking at your brothers too, and you want to be better for them. You want to make plays for them. You want to, you know, put a little extra in for them. So, again, it's a blessing to be back here, and I couldn't be more grateful for it.
Did you get a text or a call from Micah after starting last week?
Yeah, we talked on the phone. We had a really good conversation. Love Micah, miss him. I think he said he's coming back here in a couple of weeks or so. So I'm excited to see him. You had to ask him.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.